Hi and welcome to episode 30 of a podcast by Adam Jaffrey, a mini milestone for myself, and I guess I'm making up a few of those, but today I want to talk about mobile applications for smartphones, and specifically branded applications. So, we're beginning to see more and more that brands are getting involved with social media, and also with things like mobile apps, and we're seeing a lot more branded applications which perform various functions on people's smartphones. Now, a lot of the time these branded applications are quite useless. They don't really perform any useful functions that people need, and they don't really give much utility to consumers over a long period of time. A lot of the time they are just a version of the company's mobile website compacted into an app so that it has a nice little icon on the user's phone. And the problem is people will download these applications and they will just sit on people's phones and never get used. So you have to think about when you know, as a company, you have to think about what the reasoning is behind wanting to have an app on consumers' mobile phones. What's the reason? Well, you want people to engage with your brand. You want people to use this app. There's no point building an app and paying for an app if it just sits there and never gets used. So you need to think of what utility it provides to the consumer, what benefit they get from having, from downloading and especially from using your application, because there's no point in having it unless they use it. So, as a company, you need to think what function consumers need and whether they actually do want or require an app of yours. Now, it depends what industry you're in for the answer to that question. But there are a few companies that are beginning to get this right on the strategy side. What's the strategy behind the app? Well, one example that I heard of recently is the Skull Candy app. Now, Skull Candy makes headphones and things like that for... It's kind of like a fashion brand for sort of the skate sort of people, skate community, or, you know, sort of that sort of demographic, surfers, skaters, all that kind of thing. And they make headphones and things like that. Now, the app that Skull Candy has is, it tells people about the weather and things like that for surf locations. So it tells you what the surf's like, when you go into it for beaches near you. And it also has like GPS locations for nearby skate parks and things like that. Really good. That's fantastic, because there is actually a reason for having that app from the consumer side. The consumer gains a benefit from using your application, and you're not directly trying to sell any Skull Candy headphones to them via putting this app out there. You are just gaining consumer loyalty through giving them a free benefit, and you're gaining brand awareness, and people are going to be more likely to at least have you in their evoked set and their preference set when thinking about making a purchase of new headphones. So that is an effective way of doing it. I've heard of another app that I don't think it was for Dettol, but it was for a company that was involved with hygiene and things like that. And the app, what it did is it would find a local public toilet based on your GPS location, and it would have, you know, like a star rating for the cleanliness of that toilet. And as a user, you could go in and rate the toilet and its cleanliness after you used it to help other people in the future. And that's a really interesting idea for a company. Say it was Dettol. I don't think it was, but let's just say it was. That's a really good idea for them, because you're gaining consumer loyalty, and it is linked with your brand, I guess, is the other thing. There's no point, you know, Dettol putting out an app that tells you what the weather is, because it just doesn't make sense. People don't link that in their mind with the Dettol brand. However, the cleanliness of a public toilet is linked with the Dettol brand, and it reflects what their brand value is, and what that brand stands for, which is being clean. So those are two really interesting examples that are both linked with the brand and that provide a free utility to the consumer, whilst not directly trying to sell the product, but it does gain loyalty, it does gain awareness, and it does gain preference from consumers towards your brand. My only worry is, as more and more companies begin to clue onto this, is there a limit to how many of these utilitarian style apps that we can have? Or is every function that we perform on our mobile phone going to be subsidized by some sort of company and branded in some way? So say, for example, if I want to know what the traffic's like on my route to work, will, you know, Tissot, for example, have a Tissot app that tells me what the traffic's like to save me time, because Tissot is a timepiece device? I don't think that's really the case, because as with social media, a lot of companies still really struggle to grasp an effective strategy to use in that channel. And I think the same statement is true for a mobile strategy. A lot of brands, most brands in fact, are still struggling to find an effective strategy in that channel. Anyway, those are just some of my thoughts about a mobile strategy and branded apps. And it gives a few insights into possibly what we might expect in the future in the mobile space. And I do hope to see more companies beginning to use those kinds of strategies, because it provides an actual benefit to consumers. Anyway, some food for thought. Thank you for listening to this cast. You've been listening to a podcast by Adam Jaffrey. I'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.